Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaystu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, guys. It is Niagara Falls Comic Con. It's Jaystu and Sarah.
Hi.
I'm here once again. We can't go to a con without talking to this man. He's he's a golden god. He's
Come on, no.
He's our very own Superman. It's
golden god.
Golden god, yeah. Is this
bronze.
Number?
It's a bronze.
Is this number 20? What?
21, I think. 22.
22. Okay, number 22. A fan favorite on the show, one of our good friends, Alfonso from Studio Comics Press. And John Ballmer's here as well with us.
Jumbo.
Now, first of all, I'm very proud of you, sir. Like, you did the panel yesterday.
Oh, my God.
It was amazing.
You know why that was nerve-wracking? I'm good, like, for instance, like, talking, like, right now, one-on-one. But when it comes to when it comes to have a microphone and a big crowd of people, then it was, it always gets a little bit nerve-wracking, right?
And so, just to interject, you had a really good crowd at your panel.
Really? Like, yeah. That's what
you
I heard.
Had a good number of people.
Supposedly it was up to 42 people.
42 people.
That was really awesome.
As they said, more than the dazed and confused panel.
Yeah.
Yes. Well,
like, I'm confused why I that mean, happened.
You're not as hot as Joey Lauren Adams, but...
well, you know what? Like, I want to think that maybe people want to just rest their feet for 1 hour. That's what they were sitting down
stop.
There.
Stop.
But then the good thing, too, is that it was Robert Goldie first panel, too. So yeah. Then there was a win-win situation, I want to think. So then, yeah, was good.
He seemed right into it.
Yes, he was right into that panel. Actually, I already talked to him this morning. Yeah, he's going to go back to his basement after this.
And knock him out again.
No, he actually, like what the whole thing with the panel was that we have to kind of, like, play this character. At the end of the day, it's a real, of course, now the word is out. It's a documentary, the one we're running, of course, with John Ballmer right here, but it's directed by Robert. So then, at the beginning...
Goldie.
Okay, Goldie. So then we have to...
I'm allowed to say Robert.
He's allowed to do so much stuff when I'm around, then I'm allowed to call him Robert. So, that is just a fact. Anyways, we have to kind of like play this character, but at the same time, we are aware that this is going to be real life experiences going on throughout the whole filming, right? And of course, creating comics, when we finally approached this idea, when we come across with this idea of doing this documentary was, we saw so many videos and so many different type of media that you can learn how to create comics, but not a movie that actually follows the whole process.
Yeah.
At least the ones that I don't know anyone. If you guys know, or if any of your listeners know, you can put it on the comments. That would be cool, right? But I mean, like, I don't know any of the actual a movie that actually portrays or displays the whole process beginning to end.
Yeah.
Of the creation of the comic.
You're right.
Yeah.
And who else better to do the whole thing than John Ballmer in charge of the artwork?
Yeah.
So then, after months and months of preparation.
Years.
Let's put it like months, more than 12, of course. So then,
more than 12
that's
months.
Years.
I know you tried to make it more like a billion. You know,
the thing is, we wanted to make sure we had it right before we released it to the public.
Yes.
And now we're at the point where we're happy with what we've got, and now it's time to really jump into developing it and making sure that the public is aware and can participate in what we're putting together.
Yeah. Yes.
That's a big thing of what this whole documentary is doing. Is it's not just following us.
Yeah.
It's also following our interactions with the public as we put it together, so that everyone has the opportunity to be involved.
Very cool.
It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be the next word forecast in about 10 months, 10, 11 months of work.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be the next 10 months. They're gonna be fun.
Can
full
imagine.
Of joy, hugs.
He hates me already.
Punches. Actually, yeah, most likely a little bit of blood going on here and there. All these swear words we have to edit it because we really want to have this.
Yeah, so let's not have a repeat of the last one.
Maybe we can add it like on the special features.
Wait. Steve's not around. We're good.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah, but it's that's good. And in addition of that, we're running this second one. This other project that, you know, on the panel, the guys were actually filming the whole thing. And that's for Heroes Manufacturer or documentary. It's called Inside the Panel. We have, before we move to the next one, Inside the Panel, we're running a Kickstarter campaign.
Okay? That's what was launched yesterday.
Launched yesterday. So if you can catch this interview and then you can still see the information, that will be fantastic. You can give us that support, share the information. Still time to go, right?
Oh, definitely.
But yeah, so then if you want to support, it's Inside the Panel on Kickstarter. We have Facebook, Twitter.
Instagram is going to be Instagram. We have a website.
Yep.
We're all over.
We're all over the place. And of course, you guys, we want to thank you for all the time for you guys to share the information with your readers, with the people that they listen to this podcast. We really want to thank you guys for like sharing that information.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Not a problem.
Changing gears a little bit.
Yeah.
We're about 2 months away from Cambridge.
Well, just to top that off, just to make it more fun.
Okay.
Cambridge, yes. So we are about like 2 months. It's getting really close. We are about 40 artists. So we have 40 artists that they finally sign up for.
Wow. That's huge.
How much did you say last year? Like 12?
Last year we were like about like 12, maybe 14 artists. Yeah. These ones. 40 of us.
Wow.
I'm really having constant meetings with the staff at the libraries because the space is going to be tricky to accommodate 40 of us. We have the actual tables.
Okay.
We do have the space, but in order to arrange the whole spacing on the libraries, it has to be on a specific way that you cannot block like the flow of the people or like...
Because the library is still open to the public the
exactly.
whole time,
yeah.
So we don't want to interfere with people who are there to
exactly.
use the library facility, right?
Yeah. So then it's going to be tricky. But I'm pretty excited. It's going to be big. It's creating awareness. And, of course, we got the gig. It's going to be...
Oh, you know it,
covering,
sir.
It's going to be covering right there. Yeah. So I know that you guys will be there. I'm happy that you guys love the show.
Oh, for
it's
sure.
It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be fantastic. Yeah.
Cool. After today, where's your next appearance?
Well, next weekend, I think that we're going to be traveling to the mystical city of Oshawa for 1 day at this fantastic show that is called the Oshawa Comic Con. It's only 1 day. Small little show, local.
Yeah.
Chance to chat with people around there. Supporting, of course, Dave. Will Star, good guy. And so then the day after that, we have the Autism Walk on Kitchener-Waterloo, supporting, of course, what they do on the whole Autism Sticks. So then I'm pretty happy to say that we are going to be supporting the whole cause over there. We're going to have a booth. We're going to be giving away some stuff again for the attendees. So we still have a busy weekend.
Oh, very cool. And I think you said you're going to be at that toy show in a couple of weeks.
And in the week right after, yeah. Then we are at the toy show.
Right. Nice.
At Burlington, of course, chilling out with the rest of the team. That's fantastic. Cool. I love the toy show.
Oh, me too. We'll be there.
Yeah, okay. Well, there
nice.
You go. Oh, yes, you guys will be there. That's
of
right.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay.
Dude, I got to say, congratulations and everything, man. If anyone deserves it, it's you.
Oh, come on, you guys. You really make me blush.
Oh, and we're all at Articon, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Where it all begins.
Yeah, we were talking about that early this weekend. Articon was kind of like this date on Back to the Future type of thing.
Yeah.
From that point, everything branched out to conventions, Johnny Ballmer, John Ballmer, you guys, Steve-O,
yeah.
Right? And so many stuff happened on that show. So then, I want to see, I'm pretty excited. that this show is coming back, but I'm more excited to see what is going to bring this new show. Because that back at 3-4 years ago, it was 4 years ago now.
Wow.
Yeah. So if back of 4 years ago that show brought so much good stuff, I'm excited to see what this year is going to bring. I'm pretty
I'm positive
it's going to bring some exciting stuff.
I'm excited. Cool. Well, dude, as always, thanks for talking to us.
Not a problem.
Have a good rest at the con. There's a few hours left.
Yes. Yes. I'm so happy. I still have a few service copies with me.
Cool.
They're free. I'm going to pick them up.
Indeed. Indeed. All right, man. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay. See you guys later. Thank you.
Thanks for listening, folks. If you want to hear more, please check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.